Now that the election results are in, we won't know for a while what a Trump administration will do on the environment.
But we wanted to find out where the environmental movement goes from here. First, we reached out to Majora Carter. She's a public radio host and urban revitalization strategist. She worked to create jobs and economic development in the South Bronx, with a focus on sustainability and green spaces. She joined me from a studio in Vermont where she was traveling, and I asked her if she were an advisor to President-elect Trump, what would she tell him about encouraging and investing in more job creation and startups in American cities?
I would help him to kind of draw on his experience as a real estate developer that used other people's money to create the visions of his dreams. And I think he could apply that acumen to helping to restore low-status communities in ways that actually create health and well-being economically and otherwise for those communities. And I would also help him to understand that there needs to be some dedicated work in investing in minority and women-owned businesses as well to help do some of that work within low-status communities in America.
President-elect Trump has also pledged to do away with many environmental regulations, and all indications are that there will be changes coming at the Environmental Protection Agency, too. How could these changes impact urban communities already being affected by climate change and environmental problems?
I can't really answer that right now, but what I hope is that instead of environmentalists just, you know, beating the environmental drum, what I do hope happens is that we see an opportunity, an economic opportunity in helping to make American cities and our communities more resilient with what we know is happening or as the climate changes, and using that as a lever to create jobs and develop infrastructure, which means Americans have to do that work.
How big a role does who the president is play in the work that you do and what you want to accomplish, and how much of it is state and local government or community groups?
Interestingly enough, I got my start in my career under the George W. Bush administration, where there was, I think, a particularly hostile approach to environmental work. And I got a lot of work done because we focused on building alliances and relationships with all sorts of sectors, from business and government, and of course the community as well. And when we took that kind of approach, we actually were able to get things done. So I think, as always, working on the local level is what's going to get stuff done. And that's regardless of who the president is. And yes, of course, we want to work to make sure that there are, whether there are policies and incentives, you know, coming down the pipe that actually secure the kind of development that we want to see happening, of course. But it's not going to stop progress. I really don't believe that it will.
You alluded to before, you mentioned before, you know, that there might be distaste for something with the word green in front of it by a lot of people in America right now. So
yes.
How can people who are working on different types of environmental issues or revitalization issues help bridge that gap?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to focus on what other folks express the most interest in. I mean, you have to look at other, if you're going to try to convince somebody of something, you have to look at what the way they view the world and respond in that way, even if you're talking about your own stuff. And so since we know that right now it is the economy, it is economics that people are concerned about, I think the best thing in the world, and this is definitely not the first time I've said this, but the best thing in the world is for, you know, folks that are working in sustainability and environmental, for environmental fields, really to be talking about the economics of it and how it actually impacts real people, and talk about how we can create models and opportunities for regular folks to see common cause and their lives getting better as we work to improve the environment, and give them real specifics. Like, that's why I like to talk about, it would be so cool if there was a green infrastructure, you know, national agenda that created jobs along the way. You would be psyched about that everywhere. But no matter what, in red and blue states, they'll be like, really? Jobs coming here? Okay, what do I need to do to get them?
And what's your hope about what could and will happen over the next 4 years?
My hope is that we can find a way to work with our president, and our president actually decides that he is going to work as the president of all of us to unite us and give us something that we can all be very proud of. I still believe in the promise of America.
Majora Carter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Majora Carter is an urban revitalization strategist from the South Bronx in New York, and has been a MacArthur Fellow and award-winning radio host.